Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." And then he said to them all, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. What does it profit them if they gain the whole world, but lose or forfeit themselves?" The Gospel of the Lord. Both of the readings for today's Mass talk about life and death. Sound simple and straightforward. We Christians always link those words with Jesus as crucifixion and resurrection. And obviously Luke is thinking of those things when he writes his Gospel. But in everyday language, life has a range of meanings. How's life, we say. A friend has a habit of saying when he's scornful about something, "Get a life." We talk about having a lifestyle, and runners run for dear life. So that word, life, has about it more than just physical existence. And it's clear that when Jesus talks about followers saving and losing their lives, he's not thinking only about physical life and death. What then is this life that Jesus thinks of here? Must be more than mere existence. The amoeba and the mushroom are alive in that sense, but humans are more. Oh yes, we recall what we are taught from our childhood about our immortal soul. But that doesn't really help us understand that word life. What is this life that Jesus sees as so precious? You may remember some of those interactive children's books where you had to choose a certain page to continue the story, and the story changed according to what page you chose. If you're like me, you wanted to know all the ways the stories could develop. But life is about choosing. Remember Robert Frost's poem, "The Road Not Taken." And choosing always involves some degree of risk. Carelessly or willfully, we may make a bad choice. The choice may take us on trails we did not expect. As a result of our choice, we may face danger or unhappiness, or we may discover joy, or even ourselves. And that reminds me, we tend to think of life as a journey. And of course, nowadays, taking a journey seems so easy. You just hop on one of those huge silver birds, and you're whisked away somewhere you want to go, to St. Petersburg, Florida, or St. Petersburg, Russia, Paris, Texas, or Paris, France, in the wink of an eye. In Jesus' time, journeys were a bit more of a challenge. The 70-odd miles between Nazareth and Jerusalem would have been no picnic, especially having to detour to go around Samaria. Probably took about 4 days. So when people talked about going on a journey, they knew it meant a challenge, and you didn't set out on a journey unless there was something pretty important at the end of it. There had to be something profitable. And Jesus talks to his disciples about coming after him, and he's talking about more than that, just that physical journey. Shortly after this part of Luke's Gospel, Jesus takes with him Peter, John, and James up the mountain, where he experiences that pivotal moment we call the Transfiguration, And when they come down the mountain, there is no holding Jesus back. He gets on the road. And those words of Jesus, "If you wish to be my followers, take up your cross daily and follow me," must have echoed in the minds of those disciples. And those words about saving your life and losing your life, it's about making decisions, not just once, but every day, choice after choice, dealing with the mistakes we made, learning to avoid the easy options and the selfish, and striving to stay on the road. It's the journey of life. I like to remember the ending of that great poem by John Milton, Paradise Lost. As Adam and Eve depart from the garden, we read, "The world was all before them, where to choose their place of rest, and Providence their guide. They hand in hand, with wandering steps and slow, through Eden took their solitary way." Someone once said, "You can't go back and make a new start, but you can start from now and make a new ending." It's a road we are invited to take this time of Lent.